26.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm Sergeant Maurice myself. No problem. He's gonna have to do it again.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, please state your name, department, position you hold.
Sergeant Don Imazo, Warrenburg Police Department, IOMMAZZO.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Okay. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, the issuing authority denial was based on omission and still stands by the ruling of omission.
On the application?
On the application, yes.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. I agree with what the officer states, but there's confusion in the application. When I did the application, I did it twice. I did it with and without the reference that the officer's referring to omitting. And the reason I submitted it without the omission is because it says if it's unable to be reported, you can omit it. It's from another state, and it's close to 30 years now.
Okay, that's a good opening statement. Yes.
Reading this record, it would appear that he's a convicted felon. Is it? Am I not?
No, it was, no. It was subbed down. It was subbed down.
To the misdemeanor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. And
No. There's no disqualifiers that I saw.
Thank you.
Okay, you may proceed.
So, by the appellant's own admission, he is aware that the records existed. And so, I do understand his confusion, but the application still stands. Under the, have you ever been arrested? He checked no, knowing full well he had been. As well as, have you ever been convicted? They check no on that as well. It should be noted that this was fingerprint supported.
And what are the dates of arrest and convictions?
They go back 1995.
Yeah. 29
so
years.
I do understand the time, but it is still fingerprint supported. So.
That's it? Okay, so anything else you'd like to add?
You mean in... When this occurred, you know, there was never anything. I'm not a convicted felon. That's what I was going to present. You know, I've traveled all over. I've worked all over the country. I've been a licensed foster parent here in the jurisdiction of Connecticut. I've previously had a pistol permit here in the state of Connecticut. I allowed it to expire when I had relocated prior. I've also had pistol permits in the state of Virginia. I allowed it to expire as well when I relocated again. I returned back to Connecticut and desired to have that right once again. And like I said, when I read the application, I was under the impression that this was okay to admit because it doesn't appear I've attached several background checks that I've completed on my own. I've had various jobs where background checks are required, and I've had no issues with those. I vote, I possess a passport, so I had no indication to think that I was going to face an issue. And, you know, I don't want to claim ignorance of it, but it was an interpretation thing for me when I looked at the application for the permit because I didn't have an issue to declare it if that's what it was required, but here we are.
You'd like to cross-examine?
I mean, I'm sympathetic. I do understand, but like I said, it's an omission case. So, that, I mean, that's our stance today.
Any other suitability issues?
The charges, the initial charge, although it was subbed down, the initial charges would lead to secondary suitability issues.
What are the, do you know the facts and circumstances of the case?
I don't. I've not, due to the age, unable to get any details of the particular case.
I'm sorry,
it's from another state as well. It's from Virginia.
So it's a suitability case.
Well, our denial is based on the omission.
So what's statutory? Well, he's either statutorily ineligible, or you have to show suitability.
Well, I mean, he's convicted. He's got guilty charges. Guilty charges on his file. So he stated that he was never convicted. He stated he was never arrested.
But he's not statutorily barred from having the pistol permit. So you can only deny on suitability.
Well, you asked me if there would be suitability on top of that. I mean,
but what I'm saying is you have a suitability case today to prove that he's unsuitable.
No, I said he was denied under omission. So his application, he omitted all that record, knowing full well that he had that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but the reason.
No, 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 no. So, but what's the, but, so he admitted, so he didn't put it on the application.
Correct.
What statutory authority says that you don't have to prove anything else?
Oh, no, I understand that.
Have to show he's unsuitable to a certain extent.
Correct, yes. And you know, looking at the charges and that are listed on his record would secondarily be some suitability based on those particular charges. I'm not, you know, I mean, he's already stated that he had these charges, so. I mean, it was a felony possession of cocaine that was subbed down. So, I mean, that's the court's issue, but I mean, that is still on the record, the original charge and the sub charges. So,
but you did deny based on that.
You
denied solely on that he failed.
That would be a secondary. So if he omitted it, and then even if you said, hey, would you put this back on there, and would you approve him? That would still be, you know, his background would lead to suitability issues. Based on the drug charges, initial drug charges.
So a 29-year-old misdemeanor drug, would you find him unsuitable?
The issuing authority would have an issue with that.
Without any, but you don't have any reason, you don't have any facts for the case.
It is difficult to find. It is difficult to find.
In other words?
No.
I'm sorry, I sort of jumped out of turn.
Yes, did you call the appellant and try to interview the appellant and ask him details of the case?
I did not. I unfortunately did not, no.
That would have been a way to.
Yeah, and you didn't have him yet.
I think what the colonel was getting at is not filling out the form correctly may be unsuitable. You know, if it's intent to deceive and all those things, then again, it may not. But just the mere fact the form is inaccurate is not statutorily a reason to deny. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you're trying to say, right?
Yep.
Or you did say. Yeah. Make sure you understand.
Yes. Yes.
So after it was omitted, did you call the appellant in and say, why did you omit this? Because he has a reason now. He's told us a reason.
No, I understand that. As of recent date, no, I did not contact him.
That would be a good, good practice to get
in. Predecessor contact him.
That would be a good practice.
And to Waterbury's credit, you guys do reissue a lot of issue, you know, before the hearing dates and stuff. So we understand that you do work hard at it.
Yes.
Yeah. If that were checked correctly, would you have issued?
I would definitely have to have a conversation with the appellant. I couldn't answer that right now. As the colonel stated, I do work a lot to rectify some of these denials, but I would have to have that conversation with the appellant if there was something for me to work with.
And I guess the other question sometimes we ask is if it was an untruthful statement, did you apply for an arrest warrant?
I did not.
Okay. Thank you.
So where are we now?
You guys want to go outside?
No, I started jumping on that. You chose to say no to both questions because just Your reasoning one more time, please.
My interpretation of the question on the application led me to believe that it wasn't required to be listed.
And what?
How?
What? Yeah, now that's my question.
But, I mean, it was just an interpretation. I mean, it says, with regard to criminal history information arising from jurisdictions other than the state of Connecticut, you're not required to disclose the existence of any arrest, criminal charge, or conviction, the records of which have been erased pursuant to the law of the other jurisdiction.
Okay, so stop there. Mm-hmm. So what made you believe that those criminal that has been erased?
Well, when I went to court behind it, they told me if I stayed clean for like 3 years, didn't have any other run-ins with the law or anything, that it would not be an issue.
On probation, you're on probation.
Right, and that they would go away. Like I said, I've had multiple background checks to where it doesn't show up.
Well, we're criminal, yeah, but you fingerprinted and gotten a criminal history, so we're all part of those. There's different levels of background.
Well, I mean, I've been fingerprinted here twice for DCF as well as for my previous pistol permit.
Who granted what town issued your previous permit?
Manchester.
Did you disclose the arrest of Manchester?
I believe so, but that's been
I'm just curious if you disclosed it to Manchester.
20 years. I mean, yep. I moved here.
Yep. No, I'm just saying if you disclosed it to Manchester, they probably said, oh, okay, he's truthful, and that's probably why it didn't come up.
So.
And under the convictions.
Yes.
That's pretty clear cut.
Like I said, I was under the impression that it had been erased. And as the statement says, you're not required to disclose it if it's been erased.
If you are on probation, it's not erased. Yeah. Sir.
My understanding when I went through it from my lawyer was that after the 3 years' time, it would be erased. It doesn't even show up anywhere I've seen as a misdemeanor.
It shows.
Yeah, and I was asking. I was really asking.
I mean, this is much a learning opportunity for me as well. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life since then.
When you put it down for Manchester, you probably did disclose, and that's probably why they issued, because there was quite a while ago when you were and you were honest on the application it's sort of popping up to them.
It wasn't done in a means to try to deceive or avoid anything.
I just wanted to hear your rationale, sir. That's it.
But a dismiss does not. Just so you understand,
yes.
when a business runs your record, depending on the state, they can get certain information. When law enforcement runs it, they can get other information because law enforcement is tasked with the responsibility of such things as issuing firearm permits. So it's possible, I don't know if it's true, that Virginia, if your employer asks, will say no record, but it's still there. So it's important for you to report that. It is up to you. It's not asking what is on your record.
Right.
It's asking what has happened to you in your life. Okay?
Understood.
And I don't know if that's what happened in Virginia or not, but it could have.
Well, in the order of things, where are we? We've heard from both sides here, I guess. So, is there any comments by the board? I think he's been very forthcoming with us, and nothing that he says is unreasonable. I mean, it may be wrong, but it's not unreasonable assumption on his part, given the time and the other things that he mentioned. So, I guess that's where we are. We have to decide whether the failure to list these things is per se disqualifier. So, any other comments?
Just in most cases, this board lately has said the issuing authority deserves a complete and accurate application. But there are exceptions.
If it wasn't,
this may be.
I think a little bit goes to time and distance and charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
true. Okay, Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Johnson.
Appellant.
Chief Risenswoy.
Appellant.
And Senate Chair votes appellant. So it's unanimously appellant. Good luck. Take care. Thank you.
Okay.